You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. If you have not yet, please do dial in at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support. Make sure you tell them you're supporting agriculture. Speaking of which, on the phone line with us is ag meteorologist Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the weather forecast.
Well, you know, it's getting to be that time of the year when some warm and humid conditions occur fairly often, along with constant opportunities for showers and thunderstorms to occur. And this particular year, we've got a very active jet stream right now, and that's going to translate into periods of rainfall for much of the Midwest over this next 10-day period. I think everybody gets rain at one time or another. There will be some locally heavy amounts of rain in the southwestern Corn Belt as we finish out this work week. Some areas in Kansas and Missouri are going to see some multiple inches of rain like we did last night across parts of Nebraska and Iowa over into northern Missouri and, of course, across central Illinois. We are going to see the eastern Midwest perhaps see a little bit less precipitation than the western Corn Belt for a little while, but that is all going to balance out in the wash. I think right now what we're doing is we're trying to fix the moisture deficits that have been present in the western Corn Belt for a while, and we're doing a very, very good job of that. Last weekend, of course, we had heavy rains in Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Last night, we had heavy rains from Nebraska to Illinois, and then as we finish out this week, like I said, Missouri and Kansas will be involved. So everybody in the western Corn Belt will have an abundance of moisture as we go into the middle of this month, and that sets us up for some very good crop development, because later on in June, especially July, we'll probably have a ridge of high pressure over parts of the western Corn Belt, and all these areas that are getting the rain right now will be in good shape to continue normal development as we endure that period of warmer and drier weather. The eastern Midwest, in the meantime, in late June and July, will likely see an increase in precipitation again. So I think it looks pretty darn good for the growing season.
Yeah, the crops out here look pretty darn fine, I have to admit. Hey, I have one other question about this storm front that moved through the Midwest yesterday and then through the eastern Midwest and the Corn Belt today, this morning. How often do we get baseball-sized hail?
It's not all that common at all to see a baseball size. It tends to occur more in the high plains region where you get stronger temperature contrast to take place, which is what you need in order to really create the most violent thunderstorms. But apparently there was enough cool air aloft last night to really set off these thunderstorms and help them become mega storms, if you will, and just amazing. I haven't seen all the damage reports yet, but I'm sure there's quite a bit of it.
Now turn your attention to other parts of the world. How are things in China, parts of Asia, India, that is, and then Ukraine?
Well, it looks like most of those places are doing all right. Let's start with China. I don't see any huge issues going on in China right now. There's a little bit of dryness in their North China Plain, which is some of the winter wheat spruced up there, but they have quite a bit of irrigation available, so I doubt seriously dryness is much of an issue for that crop, and some of the corn and soybeans will be looking for some better drink of water here in the not-so-distant future, but I think they'll get it. A little bit coming up here in the next day or two. India, it looks to me like they are going to have a tough go of it for a little while. Their monsoon season normally begins on the 1st of June, and it's currently parked out over the Bay of Bengal, far away from the land, and it looks like it's going to stay stationary there for a while. So they're going to get late arrival of seasonal rains, and because of this developing El Nino event, they may end up with a drier than biased summer in general. And that could have a big impact on some of their crop areas down the road.
Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.